Nolte, Michael Avenatti says his chances of being president have gone up since domestic violence arrest. By John Nolte on December 3, 2018. Embattled television attorney Michael Avenatti insists his chances of being president have only gone up since his domestic violence arrest. In the rare piece critical of a left-wing Democrat, Politico pretty much writes off Avenatti as a 2020 presidential contender with the headline "Avenatti Crashes and Burns." In just a matter of weeks, Avenatti's fortunes have taken a nosedive, rapidly downshifting him from 2020 presidential prospect to political pariah, the far-left Politico writes. Although Avenatti blew his most important case, which resulted in his client, porn star Stormy Daniels, having to pay President Trump's legal expenses, although his financial problems are so sketchy they beg belief, although he stepped on at least a half dozen rakes after parachuting into Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation process, Politico still manages to write a lengthy piece detailing his mishaps without mentioning any of that. Primarily, Avenatti's problems boil down to his arrest last month for domestic violence, a cloud that still hangs over his head. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office declined to press felony charges, but he could still face misdemeanor charges, and the woman in question, actress Marilee Mini Udi, has obtained a restraining order and stands by her story of being physically and verbally abused by Avenatti. Nevertheless, Avenatti remains undaunted in his pursuit of the Oval Office. "I think the field is shaping up to be even more advantageous for someone like me, not less," he told Politico. "I think my chances have only gone up, not gone down." Overall, Avenatti's personal and professional problems are so awful. Even establishment media outlets like Politico can no longer pretend they are not real. He has been extremely useful to the media as an energetic Trump basher, and the media thanked him by ignoring his ever-growing pile of scandals. As an example, for 4 months, the media covered up his bizarre comments about how Democrats must nominate a white man to run against Trump. But that ongoing cover-up became impossible after his arrest. Another stumbling block for Avenatti's ascent to the presidency is this little thing the media oftentimes forget about: voters. Even before his arrest, exactly 0% of Democrat primary voters named Avenatti as their 2020 nominee choice. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.